Welcome to Capital Arguments again for the 25th of March, 2024. This is the quick show where we remember Capital Arguments columns from times gone by. I am your host, Jim Thompson. This show is exclusively sponsored by C.R. Meyer of Oshkosh, Wisconsin. C.R. Meyer can be reached at crmeyer.com, that's C-R-M-E-Y-E-R.com, or by calling them at 800-236-6650. Now for today's column, which is from June of 2015. Money, space, and time. Let's talk about time this month. When we started this series a few months ago, we said all capital projects can be distilled into these three words, money, space, and time. We talked about money, and then we talked about space, and now it's time to talk about time. Generally, in my experience, problems with time in capital project fall into two camps. In the first camp, there are those who take a lackadaisical approach to scheduling a project. They act as if they have all the time in the world for both the pre-work and the shutdown. Either they don't understand what is required or they have low standards. They end up in trouble due to poor planning or lack of thoroughness. Further, they do not investigate what others have done and do not challenge themselves to do better than what has happened in the past. Challenging people to do better is the reason the Engineering Manager of the Year Award exists and why we have so much trouble finding good candidates. The other time problem is being too optimistic about the time needed to complete a project. This usually comes from pressure from on high to minimize downtime. The lead engineer acquiesces to the pressure but fails to do the pre-work necessary to make the project happen in the scheduled time. To pull off aggressively timed projects, every last detail has to be examined, planned, and prepared for proper execution. When I say details, I mean nuts, bolts, gaskets, and shims. I have seen more than one startup delayed by the lack of pre-made shims. No joke. I saw another delayed by not properly accounting for the weather conditions when curing field fiberglass pipe seams. In order to be successful with the time element, one must plan for everything down to the very last tiniest item. Once a shutdown starts, it is too late to fix your time problems. They are baked in the cake, so to speak, at that point. You may not be aware of them yet, but you will be soon. Thanks for listening to our show. Remember, for all your construction needs, call C.R. Meyer at 800-236-6650.
Thank you for listening to our show today. We appreciate your support. Make sure you're always reading the highest-ranked e-newsletters in the worldwide pulp and paper industry. They are globalpapermoney.com and nipimpressions.com. This program has been produced by Pulp and Paper Radio International, now in its 11th year of delivering worldwide pulp and paper news when and where the listener desires. Copyright 2024, all rights reserved. And remember, whatever you do, please do it safely. We'll be talking to you soon.